Massachusetts. Now I always ask what part. I wonder if you kept the pilgrim ashtray, if it's still propped up on your bar cart. Could make a grand off of the chain you bought me, but damn, it's not for sale. When someone asks me who's my favorite Batman, I'll think of you and say Christian Bale. Now I say it's aces, but it always sounds so fake. I wonder if your tongue is turning over anything I used to say. Your sister's trying for a baby lately, and your parents got new jobs. It's getting darker, so I turn you down.
Good morning, Metro Vancouver. You are listening to Richard's show on CJSF 19.1 FM. We are broadcasting live from the Burnaby campus of Simon Fraser University on the unceded coastal Stylish territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. It is Saturday, April 18th. Today, we are looking inward. We are going to talk about the psychology of our everyday lives. Why do we get so angry in traffic? Why are we so exhausted when we have to pick a restaurant for dinner? And why does our brain seem to solve our hardest problems only when we are standing in the shower? We are going to talk about the empathy hacks, emotional flexibility, and how to stop chasing perfection in a world of infinite choices. Later in the hour, I'll be hosting my 20-minute French section featuring some incredible French folk and country music. Let's get into it. The first song I prepared for you is Francis Cabrel, Je l'aime à mourir.
Moi je n'étais rien et voilà qu'aujourd'hui je suis le gardien du sommeil de ces nuits. Je l'aime à mourir. Vous pouvez détruire tout ce qu'il vous plaira, elle n'a qu'à ouvrir l'espace de ses bras pour tout reconstruire, pour tout reconstruire. Je l'aime à mourir. Elle a gommé les chiffres des horloges du quartier. Elle a fait de ma vie des cocottes en papier, des éclats de rire. Elle a bâti des ponts entre nous et le ciel, et nous les traversons à chaque fois qu'elle ne veut pas dormir, ne veut pas dormir. Je l'aime à mourir. Elle a dû faire toutes les guerres pour être si forte aujourd'hui. Elle a dû faire toutes les guerres de la vie et l'amour aussi. Elle vit de son mieux son rêve d'opaline. Elle danse au milieu des forêts qu'elle dessine. Je l'aime à mourir. Elle porte des rubans qu'elle laisse s'envoler. Elle me chante souvent que j'ai tort d'essayer de les retenir, de les retenir. Je l'aime à mourir. Pour monter dans sa grotte cachée sous les toits, je dois clouer des notes à mes sabots de bois. Je l'aime à mourir. Je dois juste m'asseoir, je ne dois pas parler, je ne dois rien vouloir, je dois juste essayer de lui appartenir, de lui appartenir. Je l'aime à mourir. Elle a dû faire toutes les guerres pour être si forte aujourd'hui. Elle a dû faire toutes les guerres de la vie et l'amour aussi. Moi je n'étais rien, voilà qu'aujourd'hui je suis le gardien du sommeil de ces nuits. Je l'aime mourir. Vous pouvez détruire tout ce qui vous plaira, on n'aura qu'à ouvrir l'espace de ses bras pour tout reconstruire, pour tout reconstruire. Je l'aime mourir.
Welcome back. Let's start with a piece of mental machinery called default mode network. We live in a world where we are constantly consuming data. If you are waiting in line at the grocery store for 30 seconds, what do? You pull out your phone. But neurologically, when we focus on a task or a screen, our brain's executive network is engaged. It's working. When we put the phone down, stare out a window, or take a shower, our brain switches to the default mode network. This is the background processor. This is where your brain connects memories, processes complex emotions, and generates creative insights. When I'm doing research in the laboratory or staring at a complex mathematics algorithm that just won't compile, staring harder at the screen never fixes it. The solution sometimes hits me when I step out to walk across the Burnaby campus and just let my mind wander. The takeaway here is we are suffocating our brain's background processor with constant entertainment. Try the 5-minute do nothing challenge this week. Sit on your couch with no music, no screams, and no books for just 5 minutes. Let your brain do its job. For me, I used to have a habit that when I brush my teeth or do the morning routine, I prefer to turn on the radio and listen to the news and the music, such that I feel that I did not waste my time during those routine things. But later I find it drains my energy because I need to find the good radio program that fit my mood at that time. While this decision making drains my energy, and there is one opportunity I learned that if we do the subtraction in life, it make our life easier and simpler. It's the test of getting away from the screen. I believe that something inspired me from the church. They do the fast. The fast is not the fast of the food, it's the fast of social media, digital screens, and focus more on the real physical things and people around us. Give us some blank area, the default mode network for our brain. I find that suits me very well. That works for me. It makes me more energetic when I do real productive things like the research work and professional jobs. Let's listen to the second song. It is called Palm Condio.
Une vie comme ça. moi je veux un enfant avant de connaître l'amour, l'amour qui déborde de moi, qui dit tu n'es pas comme les autres, des filles prendront ton cœur à toi, bats-toi, t'auras une vie grandiose. Du terre parfois, l'envie si grande et menaçante, depuis les cloches assourdissantes, le gris de l'église de fond rose, je veux un enfant dans le ventre, qu'on s'aime, qu'on ait une vie grandiose, grandiose.
You're listening to CJSF 19.1 FM. Let's talk about how we view other people. Last week, we talked extensively traffic. Why does a bad driver ruin our entire morning? It comes down to the fundamental attribution error. This is a psychological bias where we judge other people by their character, but we judge ourselves by our circumstances. Think about it. If you accidentally cut someone off on Highway 1, you say to yourself,Oops, the sun was in my eyes, and I'm late for a very important meeting. It was an honest mistake. But if someone cuts you off, you instantly think that person is a selfish, terrible human being who shouldn't have a license. Here's the takeaway.The next time someone makes a mistake at work or on the road, forcefully invent a sympathetic circumstance for them. Tell yourself, maybe they have a sick kid in the backseat. Whether it's true or not doesn't matter. What matters is that this empathy hack instantly lowers your own blood pressure and stops your brain from flooding with stress hormones. One year ago, I had an incident with my head, unpleasant incident with one of my old friends. I consulted that incident with my pastor in my church, and he said one sentence I still remember today. He said, Richard, when your friend hears that things, we do not know what was he experiencing or going through at that time. Maybe he had a very hard month at that time, and in that way I start to understand my friend, and have the empathy to the circumstance and went through that barrier. Let's listen to next soundtrack I prepared for you. It's called Travaille Saint Trouduc.
C'est pas beau, mon est la charité, c'est que chose je peux pas faire. Chaque jour, comment je vis, on demande comment je vis. Je dis que je vis sur l'amour et j'espère de vivre. Moi, je prends mon violon et j'attrape mon archer. Et je joue ma vieille valse pour faire mes amis danser. Vous connaissez mes chers amis, la vie est bien, bien trop courte. Vous se faites des misères, allons danser ce soir. Travailler c'est trop dur et voler c'est pas beau. Mon de la charité, c'est quelque chose pour papa. Chaque jour, comment je vis, on demande comment je vis. Je dis que je vis sur l'amour et j'espère de vivre.
Hello, welcome back. Let's build on that stress we all experience negative emotions. But there is a psychological tool called affect labeling that can actually act like a brake pedal for your brain. Neuroscientists put people in MRI machines, magnetic resonance imaging scans, and showed them scary or angry inducing pictures. Their amygdala, the fear center of the brain, lit up like a Christmas tree. But when the researchers asked the people to simply name the emotion out loud,